Don't forget, ladies, the hot tub is open 24/7, 365. It's Corey and Joel.
Okay, people, welcome back to the Corey and Joel Radio Show. I'm Joel.
Hey, now.
Welcome, people. It's Corey over there.
Shalom.
How you doing?
I'm great, Joel.
You're wearing that hat. You're rocking that hat every week.
It's cold, man.
I know.
It's
well, you looked like Red Fox last week when we had the Red Fox card. If you missed that.
The chubby, bitter white Red Fox.
That was, yeah, go to the website if you missed Corey and Red Fox together. That was pretty funny.
You big dummy.
Did you enjoy that card?
I love that card.
Did you? Okay.
Joel, if you're not careful, I'm going to put your face in dough and make gorilla cookies.
Oh, hell
you
no.
know that. That's,
hell no.
Much like Fred G. Sanford.
That's what he said.
I'm a master.
I'm no honester.
I'm a master of the Sanford foo.
All right.
You just wildly wave your arms slowly.
Yeah.
It's Southern Watt slap fighting.
Right. I hope people listen to that.
You can bust Dan Oster upside the ugly face.
All right, Corey Hall, thank you. And this is The Kills.
That is The Kills.
What's the name of this album? Midnight something?
Something. I don't even know.
I don't know. Midnight Boom is the name of this album.
Midnight Boom.
It's brand new for OA.
Available at Sam Goody.
Exactly.
Record Town.
Peaches.
Sam's Jams in Ferndale. Bananas.
All right, welcome back.
Coconuts? Is that Coconuts? That was the record.
Well, there was Coconuts, Peaches. Yeah.
Peaches.
I remember going to Peaches.
Really?
Peaches Records and Tapes.
Yeah.
That's what they called it.
Let's ask our special guest if she's going to Peaches
Records.
Sure,
we'll talk to her. Hi, what's up?
Hi.
Oh, well, her mic's off. Listen to me. Look, what a respectful.
Excellent job.
We didn't give our guest a mic today because we said, after turn your mic. Say hi again to everybody.
Hi.
This is Katie, everybody. Now, Corey really knows Katie.
Yes.
I don't. I'm just meeting her right now for the first time.
There is another Katie that's often referenced, but this is not that Katie.
There's a Katie that's playing in our fan death pool, and this isn't
Yes,
her.
This is Katie Jean. From now on, you'll be known.
Katie Jean, that's what you're going by?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. That's good enough.
A well-known... Katie, tell the sad sack German listeners a little bit about yourself and...
Well,
your qualifications, your specs.
Well, we have her here for a specific bit that we're doing later in the show. Now, why don't you tell people what the bit is and then how she fits into it? Maybe
Katie is without a doubt the one of the most knowledgeable movie dorks I have ever met, who is not actually in the business, and is also extremely hot. So that.
Okay.
So in fact, in terms of a girl who knows movies,
she
you're
knows
like
a
off
lot about
the charts.
Movies, yeah.
For an average, see, the average person who knows that much about movies usually is a chubby guy like me who has like a big bag of Cheetos hanging around somewhere in his house. So it's startling to me that you are as movie dorky as you are.
I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, you really
every
are.
Day.
And I'm a film critic, and so whenever I run into Katie, she asks me about every movie that's coming out.
I do.
I seen this and that and that? And she really grills me in a way that very few people ever do.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought, who better for the Oscar special?
Yeah, because we're gonna do our Oscar picks later in the show, so you can play along. Hopefully you're listening
to this.
We
will test your knowledge of the Oscar-nominated films.
Hopefully you're listening to this before Sunday night, because if you are, then you're going to enjoy this, and if not... Well, too fucking bad.
Yeah.
at least then they'll know how we did. So there is something to it.
The tram does not run on Sundays.
Well, he's not watching. He doesn't have a TV or anything.
That's true.
But so anyway, we're going to do our Oscar picks later, but I thought we'd get to know Katie a little bit. Have we firmly gotten to know Katie, or is there more?
What is the Katie story?
Is there more there? Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Well, I'm from Detroit, and I've lived here nearly forever.
Okay.
I was in college in Chicago for a little bit.
All right.
I have a style blog.
A style blog.
With my friend. Yes.
So do I. No, I'm kidding. Did you really think I had a style? Did you? No, I didn't.
You are looking for you pretty dapper today, Joel.
Well, I always dress like this.
I mean, you're not wearing like sweatpants and.
I never wear sweatpants. Get out of here.
Are you
stupid, Dick?
You're not wearing the house shoes with the paint on them.
These are the shoes I always.
You cleaned up today. You look good. You look good. I'm saying you look good.
You have a style.
You're in a slimming black ensemble. You look Johnny.
You have a style blog.
It's very nice.
You have a style blog.
You're busting on my hat, but whatever.
I have a style blog. Yeah. Corey has not been featured in it either.
No.
So
but what's on the style blog? Like, what do we get on there? If we go to tell people what it is, and then like maybe we'll go to it.
Okay. Well, it's cementdetroit.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And I just go out with my friend and take pictures of people that we think look interesting and post them.
And you are an occasional model?
I am an eBay model.
Yeah. What does that mean, an
Slip
eBay
tees
model?
Vintage.
Okay, so somebody sells stuff and you wear it.
Yes,
and
the girl that I run the style blog with, her name is Adrienne, okay, and she has a vintage clothing business. It's online, and I'm one of her main models.
Okay, so that's, does that pay anything or not really?
Clothes.
Oh, clothes.
Which is all I ever want anyway.
So if you get something you like it, you get to keep it.
You would just
it.
Blow the cash on clothes anyway. So
I would.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's true. Well, that's a good deal for you.
You came in a very a stylish pimp coat.
Yeah, she had, what was that?
A white fur coat. You were not PETA friendly today.
Yeah, we'll have to get pictures of her.
I was actually attacked at, well, not attacked, but harassed at Plum Market wearing that coat.
Really?
Just last week, yes.
The super
is it actual fur,
Market.
Yeah?
It is. It's real
really?
Fur, but it's vintage fur.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah.
So it's like it was there and I'm kind of recycling it and wearing it. I wouldn't.
Right. That's been dead for a long.
That's been dead longer than people have been alive to complain about it.
What kind of fur is it?
It's fox.
It's that fox has been gone for a long time.
I one time was at the Gibraltar Trade Center, and there was one of those outdoor market things. It wasn't even the inside one. And a guy wanted to sell me, and I almost bought it because it looked cool. I was probably 18, 19 at the time. He had a seal jacket.
Wow.
Ooh, you should have bought that.
And I was going to buy it, but I was like, that is the dickiest thing ever. It might have weighed 100
pounds.
Did it
smell like Heidi Klum?
It was a full-length like trench coat. No, it wasn't. Please.
Was not that kind of seal?
Please.
No.
No, that leather would be very ruddy.
Was pockmarked.
Yeah, and pockmarked. Yeah. It was very.
Looked like somebody hit it with buckshot.
Very low quality. Yeah, that fucking ugly
did
mook.
It sing Kiss from a Dove when you put it on?
That, you know, that just upsets me. Stop with that. Although I told you I watched The Music of Seal on Ice.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever hear of that special?
No.
Yes.
That's faggot stuff.
It certainly was.
You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for faggots.
Wow, is that gay.
That was really gay.
That was counter-programming along with a puppy bowl
against the Super Bowl weekend. But anyway, so the guy had the seal jacket, and it was like it was like a full-length trench coat kind of deal, and he wanted like $10 for it. And I went like, you know what? I don't want to have this thing to haul around for the rest of my life.
Was that like the leather we found when we went shopping for Kwanzaa?
No, it was a real seal. It was real. No, it was Corey. It literally weighed about 100 pounds when you wore it. It was just big, like
we went to this.
It was really thick and like it had like it was like horse hair or something.
We did this janky place at Northland Mall where you could get like a $20 leather jacket, and it was like,
well.
Yeah.
Every mall has that.
Probably.
It's called Stephen Berry's.
Well, yeah. But this was like, I mean, they had like custom leather.
Well, yeah. They had all kinds of blinged out Detroit leather.
Blinged out, ridiculous. You could get skulls and you could get Bert and Ernie on a leather jacket if you wanted. That's a weird new trend. How do you feel about that as a style reporter? As a fashionista. Black guys are wearing like cartoon character jackets.
Yeah. I don't really get it. I mean, it's interesting. It's really colorful. It's,
yeah.
Have you seen, like, the Elmo hoodie where, like, it's the body's Elmo and the hood comes up and is, like, the Elmo face and stuff? I've seen things like that where there's cartoon characters around the hoodie.
But you wouldn't wear that, you don't think? That's not your thing?
No.
You wouldn't
unless
see
it was
that?
A vintage Bert and Ernie t-shirt or something.
And okay, then you'd wear it.
Sure.
I don't think it'd
is
be.
Is everything vintage? Is that your deal?
How
is
about
pretty
style?
Much everything
is it really?
I have. Yeah, except okay. I buy.
How about some Sesame Street underoos?
I would wear those.
Okay.
Most of my shoes aren't vintage, but everything else is.
Yeah, and you can understand that. Shoes don't age well.
Yeah. No, they really don't.
You have to take them to the cobbler every minute. Mm-hmm. You know.
They're like Irish women. They don't age well.
Corey.
Are you Irish?
I am, and I will age well. My mother is aged well.
She's drinking a beer right now. We should have known.
It's a good point. Well, I'm sorry, honey. Look, I'm half Irish, too, and I know it's going to be over for me. It's already over for me, but it'll be even more over in about 5 weeks.
Okay.
All right, so let's do it.
Black don't crack, that's what they say. Yellow is mellow and black don't crack, but white.
I think
not
if you're Irish, you turn into a 4x4.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you actually turn into an ent from
and
Lord of the Rings.
Gets
you
really
actually
big.
Start looking like a tree.
But why don't we get into a couple topics before we get into the
hot,
Oscar stuff? Because we're going to do
Let's do hot topics, Joel.
Well, we did.
It's hot topics. It's like we got to. It's like The View.
Yeah, we got a
female in here today.
But you know, we did these Oscar picks a couple years ago. We didn't do them last year. We did them 2 years ago with Debbie Schlussel, who considers herself a movie critic.
Yeah,
who is a political commentator.
She considers herself a movie critic at the theater.
Top
every
Jew.
Time I see her.
Yeah, and she rambled on, and it was really boring. And I apologize for that show. That's why we didn't do it last
You're
year.
You're still apologizing for that show.
Well, if anyone remembers that show, if they were listening back then.
A New York Jewish intellectual communist crackpot.
Of course, you can still go get the Debbie Schlussel show if you want it. But
I got a funny Debbie story.
Oh, do you?
Let's do a quick
Debbie Schlussel
story. I do see
story.
Debbie. Debbie's a conservative political blogger who I've made friends with.
Yeah.
Because you got to at least know one. Yeah. It's like having a black friend. You know, it's like, yeah, I got a conservative blogger for a friend. Anyway, Debbie, when I, she sees, she's got a real focus on like Hamas and anti-terrorism, and like she's really strong Zionist Jew.
Okay.
You know, let's build kibbutzes everywhere and put up fences, and you know, gives all her money to the Mossad. Anyway, so we're watching Fool's Gold, and there's a scene where Matthew McConaughey is like getting in the bad guy's plane to like, they're trying to get away. And he doesn't really know how to fly, and he's like figuring out how to fly.
Okay.
He's like, "Oh, I'm flying!" You know that stupid scene. Yeah. You've seen that scene in like 20 movies.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she's like, "Do you know how to land?" He's like, "Never learned that." She goes, "It's just like Al Qaeda."
So Debbie, yeah.
Yeah. Debbie turns to me and goes, "Yeah," because Fool's Gold is really a metaphor for the terrorist invasion.
Yeah, she sees
she sees it everywhere. She's like obsessed. She sees terrorists. It's like. It's like when Daffy Duck's hungry and he sees Porky Pig as a, you know, as a big ham hock. It's like she looks at anything and it's, it turns into Al Qaeda.
Well, look, if they want to lock up Matthew McConaughey in Guantanamo Bay, I'm all for it.
Well, sure.
I have no problem with that.
Me too.
Yeah, you're not
and
a fan.
And I think he's totally gay, too.
You know what?
I told baby thing,
Corey
I do.
100 times really? That he was gay because he's always running around with Lance Armstrong and they're naked.
They showed him and like Woody Harrelson on vacation. And
yeah.
Like,
no, really, though? What other male celebrity makes the cover of a magazine when his girlfriend's pregnant? They made such a big deal about it. What other one? Tom Cruise?
Well, that's true. Well,
are you insinuating something about...
I think he's totally
there's
gay.
There's been a lot of talk about if McConaughey's gay or not over the years, and Corey's always denied. Remember, he got arrested for playing bongos nude in Austin, Texas.
They
in
were
his
always
house
saying, I don't think Lance Armstrong's gay. So
but
that's
you
why.
And I have never played the bongos naked. Let's be honest.
That is a good
is
point.
Is that true?
That is true.
Okay, so we've never done that.
I can confirm that we have never played the bongos. We played the bongos in thongs one time
in banana
hammocks, but we never did play.
We
new.
Played Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but we
that's
were fully
gay.
Dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, again, we've never been naked together playing the bongos in the middle of the night.
I was leveling up Miss Marvel, and you were leveling up
Which
Moon Knight.
Gay,
but yeah.
But here's my point. So people think he's gay. You know who else? Speaking of gay. We're watching Big Brother 9, which everyone that knows the show knows we love Big Brother.
Are you a Big Brother fan?
I'm not.
At all?
I've You're never not? Even watched it. Okay. Sometimes I'll watch the funny clips like online and stuff, but I've
Well,
never...
there's some funny clips out there now, and those are
oh my God.
This guy named James on the show. They've discovered his gay pornography.
See, usually it takes a couple weeks with Big Brother.
And usually it's a chick that you find some pictures of her that she took or she modeled for a minute or something.
Usually it takes a couple weeks for the house to completely disintegrate into chaos.
Is that the huge fight that was out
there? There was that.
This
and he
time,
wasn't really part of that fight, but...
Like week one
this,
and a half, they're
guy
already at each other's
is throat. On the show as a straight guy. So there are like gays on the show, but this guy's a straight guy. And he's got this weird thing where he's bicycling around the world. He's like a hippie or something, and he doesn't want to... He's like, I don't use money. That was the clip that I was watching the other day.
Yeah, he was
talking about how he doesn't use money.
He said he was like, I'm going to bike around the world to show that we're all okay, man.
Yeah.
People are still good.
So they discovered...
He's got a pink mohawk.
Yeah. And they came out that he did... Well, there's two things that I found. I guess the original one that we didn't see the other day when I told you was that he did a solo stroking video. Okay. Mm. Which, I guess if you got to do porno as a guy, that's... Well,
if somebody pays you
that's
to just
the least,
beat off in a room.
It's the least offensive like male porn you could do. I mean, I guess getting like banging two hot chicks would be better porn to do, but let's assume you just, you know, it's gay porn. Then I guess being by yourself is good. But then we found a whole other thing where a guy's blowing him, and it's really disturbing. and it's clearly him because this guy's all tattooed, and it's like there's no mistaking that it's him. And but it's weird that he's, you know, he's partnered up with that chick on the show, Chelsea. And it's like, I feel bad for her because, like, she doesn't know that this guy's, like, done gay porn. And she's got to sleep in a bed with him. Like, they
right.
like,
no
sleep
one,
together
no,
this
yeah.
year.
Okay.
It's all this whole kind
the
of
premise thing. Is that you're paired up in your soulmates. They have always have a dumb gimmick on Big Brother.
Okay.
This year they're playing couple. It's like couples play. It's like doubles.
Yeah. So
were they just assigned?
Yeah, they were
couples?
In there as strangers, and then they were assigned couples. And there's a couple other wrinkles. But anyway, this guy is like teamed up with this 21-year-old chick right out of college. And you're feeling bad for her because she's like, she's got to sleep with a gay guy.
Oh.
Or even if he's not gay.
She's done that before if she went to college.
Yeah, maybe. But the guy hasn't come out as far as we know to anybody. I don't know what's going on, but it's certainly scandalous.
Oh.
But anyway, so that's Big Brother. Speaking of other scandal things. So check that out. Look for James. He's on Fleshbot. That's where I was looking at it.
There's a lovely photo of James.
Okay.
But he's kind of a weird looking guy anyway, but... But his penis was very large, I found. In the stroking video, especially,
that.
I saw him, and I was like, wow, okay. I could see why he got an offer to do a movie like that.
There are the photos.
Are you
in
looking at his penis?
Kate. I'm trying.
Are you
to.
Looking at it, what, Katie? What do you think?
One. This guy's got these ridiculous tattoos, which are like he's got a bow tie tattoo on his like scapula, like his sternum.
Yeah.
Which is very easy to, you know, you can't mistake
that. You can't miss that it's him, but.
And there's a little ass shot for it. Says, I am God on his ass, too, by the way.
Oh, does it really? Okay.
So I'm sure that's not going to
offend
anyone. Wait,
so that's Keys Gay. If you're not watching Big Brother 9, I encourage you to watch it because there's always funny shit going on. We'll have more from Big Brother.
Good.
I'm like showing Katie his pipe right now. There it is.
Forget about the fact that he's doing gay porn and he's all tattooed and he's got a pink mohawk. But
she's still looking at the size of the wang.
Well, I was just looking at the pipe, so.
Okay.
All right. Not the pipe. The fact that the pipe's touching.
Close that up.
You're touching a man's chest. Yeah. That doesn't bother.
Forget the fact that he blew a load on this guy's chest. Anyway, so that's Big Brother. So keep an eye on that this season.
We only do this for you.
Well,
I want
we
you to know
keep
this,
people
listeners.
Updated.
I'm not looking at gay porn for shits and giggles.
You know, you called me the other day and told me this, and then it's like we're on the phone with each other, and I'm like, you realize we're both looking at gay pornography on the phone with each other.
Extremely disturbing.
It's very weird. So anyway, the other couple things. There's a Gene Simmons sex tape that has surfaced. Gene Simmons,
wow.
The bass
that
player.
That is so exciting to
sometime
me
vocalist
when I saw
Kiss.
That today.
You're fired up about that?
Yeah.
Do you like, are you a Kiss fan?
No.
You're not in the Kiss army?
I just really watched the show. And
you watch his reality show.
Yeah, and
I was
kind of upset and I was shocked.
Jewel. Well,
but then I feel like it, do you think it was staged?
No,
kind of
my.
Tied in with his little energy
I don't think
thing?
He's, I saw it and there was no trickery involved.
I've got a whole thought on this. First of all,
I think there were special effects.
It looks like it was some sort of hidden camera. It's in black and white. The chick seems to be in her early 20s. My theory, and somebody else wrote this online, but looking at it to me as a guy, it really looks like he's banging a whore to me.
Well,
that's my feeling, is that this chick's a pro.
Well, I read that maybe kind of that. She was one of, like, the girls that would go around the country and, like, you know, promote his energy drink.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but to me it looks like it's, like, her place and she set him up. You know what I mean? It could be one of those brothels or one of those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, because that they would have cameras like that.
That's true.
If you think about, you know, a brothel or something, they always have the camera. I only know that because I watch Cat House on HBO, not that I've been there. but yeah, they all have a camera set up, and she's not into it at all, and it looks like he's not even really enjoying himself. And his penis is very average.
Mm-hmm. His shirt is on.
And
it's so weird.
And then he does at one point try to kiss her, and she won't kiss him, which is another indication that it's a prostitute.
Yep.
So I don't really recommend the Gene Simmons sex tape, but if you want to watch Gene Simmons.
If you have to watch an aging rock star.
Where can you find it to watch for free online?
Fleshbot is a blog that I go to, and they had some links to it. They also had the gay guy from Big Brother.
Many of your blogs that I read daily.
Golden Fiddle
and Gawker. And,
it's pretty much out there. And,
they have this kind of information.
But there is an official website for it, and if you click on it, like really nothing happens.
You have to join or
something, but
too.
I tried to even do that, and it wouldn't even let me like enter and say I was 18. So it might just be slow or it might be taken down or something at this point. But
also,
there are a couple clips out there. It's about 3 minutes, but it's not even good. It's not even like...
There are...
don't even watch it. The chick has big, giant, fake tits. It's bad.
There are celeb perv websites that specialize in this kind of
thing. Sure, absolutely.
Like Egotastic and Drunken Stepfather. Yeah. Right. You can find pretty much... If any girl in Hollywood falls out of a blouse at any point, if she stumbles
that's
on something...
That's where she goes.
You will find it on one of those pages. So
those have now been named. You know what those are called?
They have a specific.
Yeah, they're called the Perverazzi blogs.
Right,
like Bastardly that we talk about a lot is one of those.
Yeah.
So the Perverazzi.
We're really showing you the better sides of us. We watched gay porn on the phone together. We leveled up an Ultimate Alliance. We're watching.
And we looked at Gene Simmons' dick.
This is not for the purian interest.
That's what we do.
This is for entertainment. Because
I just
want to
keep our listeners updated on what's going on out there.
Wow. So you're disappointed in Gene Simmons. You are shocked that Gene Simmons, the lead bass player, he's not the lead singer, Paul Stanley.
He sings, it depends. Like, I think in Rock and Roll All Night, he sings a verse and then Paul sings a verse. So he sings occasionally, but Paul Stanley is the lead singer.
He's the co-leader.
Him and Paul Stanley are the only two original members still in Kiss.
Yeah.
They own the rights to the Kiss name.
So Ace isn't even in there anymore?
Ace they got rid of. Now they have a guy that wears Ace makeup on stage and plays the guitar.
I just really liked him.
There was a band
together with his wife, and
did you?
Yeah.
So you're shocked that
I like their kids. His son is great.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's,
you are shocked that a guy
he's
who said,
famously
no,
gone.
No, I'm not shocked.
Unlimited access to top shelf trim
for
30 years.
He's famously said that he's had sex with like over 2,000 women in his life and that he has an open relationship and he can do whatever he wants.
And his
wife doesn't care. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure she doesn't like him being videotaped and on the internet like no one would, but. Again, I think he got set up here. Oh, it's also disturbing if you watch the preview videos. And it's got to hurt his credibility in rock and roll, not like Kiss has that much. But Foreigners, I Want to Know What Love Is playing in the background during the entire during the entire thing. And you just go, yeah, that's... Well, it's like, remember the Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee sex tape?
Mm-hmm.
When like he's banging Pam listening to Hammer?
Yeah.
That happened on there. And that had to hurt a real Motley Crue fan.
You know,
PJ must have been disturbed by that.
It is not metal.
Yeah.
When he's VH1 ever Hammer. Does that least metal moments.
Yeah.
That might.
Tommy Lee listening to
How
Hammer.
How about Gene Simmons on The Celebrity Apprentice? That's pretty not metal.
Oh, yeah.
He got thrown off, though, correct?
I don't know. Did.
I barely. I
you know,
really
that was stupid, too. Because I'm like, that show, let's face it, who gives a flying toss about what celebrity will run the properties of Trump?
But that's not even it. They're getting money for
charity.
Yeah. It's not even the premises even. They
no,
even
but
do the premise.
But the whole show is, it's a television show about celebrities behaving badly.
I
so
guess.
You would think that they would just cast.
I just couldn't believe Omarosa was back.
Yeah, I don't even.
For the sake of good television, kick Omarosa off week one. No one cares.
Yeah, she's
and keep
awful.
Gene Simmons, who's going to be on there saying ridiculous things, acting
right.
stupid.
I don't know. I have no opinion because I hate the show to begin with.
Sure.
I never really watched it. And
well, I would have watched
the
it.
The celebrity version almost looked better because it had kind of like
yeah.
Stephen Baldwin, who we liked from Celebrity Bowl and stuff.
I tried to watch a little bit of it.
But it's kind of unwatchable, I think.
It's not good. But when Gene was on, he was kind of funny because he was nuts.
Yeah, he's a little crazy.
Like, they were doing a thing for Kodak, and he just kept, he was like, it's a Kodak world. That was his like slogan that he came up with, and he's like, it's amazing. This is going to sell everything.
What's his idea to put Kiss on the camera? Did he come up with that one?
It was when
they put Kiss on everything.
Well,
every
when you unroll the film out of the old film cameras, the tongue would actually be on there.
It was that
and
what
you
it
would
was.
See his tongue unfurl. No, it was just. I mean, he kept going. It's a Kodak world. That's it. That's
okay.
The concept.
That is
his boom. Right. And he just would repeat that, and everybody would go, "Oh wow, yeah, that's great, Gene."
All right, and moving on, I think one last thing: celebrity sex tape. I've heard that the Paris Hilton lesbian video is surfaced.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't seen it, and I actually do want to see this one.
I do,
This
too.
Is one that I want to see badly. And I'll tell you why. I've seen Paris Hilton blowing
why?
That guy.
Why would that be?
No.
Why would you want to see that?
No. I mean, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, anyone want to watch that. But no, the chick that she did this video with, allegedly, is a girl named Nicole Lenz, who was like a playmate chick, like a Playboy girl. Very attractive chick. So
sure.
Real hot, and apparently they use sex toys on each other. In a Vegas hotel room on Paris Hilton's birthday.
Thank God
in 2003, which means you're even going back in time and getting a better version of Paris Hilton.
Thank God it's not her and Nicole Richie.
No, it's not that.
Because that would look like two dingoes fighting over a bone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nicole Richie in 2003, that would have been scary.
Yeah, so you're getting young Paris Hilton and this young playmate doing each other with sex toys, and I'm all for that.
I'm shocked that we're going to see Paris Hilton's vagina again.
Well...
Why don't they just put, like, Paris Hilton's X-ray of her cervix? Why don't they just, you know, like, just, like, the next time she goes to the gynecologist, just shoot a high,
just
you know.
Just do that.
Just insert a fiber optic camera in there. Let's see her colon. I don't care, you know.
But
what more can we do?
She seems to want to, like, not, she wants to, she seems very, like, embarrassed by it, but then, like, when
then
somebody.
Then she's in Pussycat Dolls
well,
this
I know,
week.
But then when somebody whips out a video camera, she never seems to
she's
say
totally
no,
not
you know.
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, that movie is going to be one of the all-time flops of, in the history of the film. The hottie or the naughty.
Oh, boy.
We were preparing to talk about Jessica Alba for a long time.
Yeah, that might have to wait. I think we're running out of time here.
Katie,
we gotta
how
get
bad
to the
do you feel?
You didn't
scale...
see the Jessica Alba movie, did you?
No. I don't see any of her movies.
Exactly.
But I think she's just all,
on
like,
a
pretty
scale
much awful,
of one
you know?
To unspeakably hideous, how bad of an actress is she?
Unspeakably hideous.
Yeah, she's the worst thing. I saw a guy had something online where it was like she was doing a photo shoot of like horror movies where she was like Janet Leigh. And she was recreating The Birds and The Psycho. And
well,
stuff.
They did a whole thing where they recreated Hitchcock. It was
in
Vanity Fair.
This was a separate.
And they got there was different things.
This was a separate thing. Just Alba, and they were like, she can't even act in these pictures.
Yeah, she's terrible.
She can't even look scared in
and
a still photo.
And now she's pregnant.
Yeah, and that's gonna ruin her career.
End of her career.
All right. Let's get into this now. There's two ways we can do these Oscar picks. Well, first, I think what we'll do is we'll go around the room and somebody gets to pick.
Are we saving these for after the break?
No, we're going to do it now because we're running out of time and we're only 20. We're 25 minutes in. Just listen to me. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. What are we going to do after the break?
We're going to do more Oscar picks, dude.
Oh, we're going to split them in half.
Then are we going to go back to Lindsay Lohan's nipples?
Oh, do you want to get to Lindsay Lohan's
nipples? That's a good point.
Okay, quickly. Tell everybody about Lindsay Lohan's nipples.
Okay, well, I'll talk about the pictures first. She's recreating Marilyn Monroe's last photo shoot.
Right. And as a style blogger, how did you feel about the layout?
I thought the pictures were pretty bad. Yeah. I felt like she's not really doing anything right now. She's not promoting anything right now. She's just, you know, it was time for her to do a naked picture.
Okay.
So people wouldn't forget about her. The pictures.
If people ever forgot about you, Katie Jean, what would you do?
I'd be fine.
You're fine?
Yeah, I'd be fine with it, yeah.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I like the Lindsay Lohan pictures. I don't care what she's promoting.
No, I was talking about, like, you know, how they were set up. I thought it was like, okay, but I mean.
Well, they were supposed to look like old photographs, though,
it
right?
Was a, so he was redoing his old
shirt.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Something didn't look right about
actually,
it.
The Marilyn pictures are better.
Like, are they?
Yeah.
Like, the original one.
Okay. That's what it is. If you're going to do something that Marilyn Monroe did, it's like.
I just think the shots themselves look better.
Okay, well, whatever. She got good cans. I don't know.
We're in agreement on
very
that.
Good
big
cans.
Yeah. You know, we had a little debate on the message board the other day on our forum on CoreyandJoelRadio.com. And Corey was like, yeah, these are all right. And I go, yeah, these are fine.
Well,
I don't know what's the problem.
And what's sad is that for many years, people have been speculating about Lindsay Lohan's nipples. They've seen, you know.
Yeah, but I've seen them pop out of her top.
Sure.
Yeah, I've seen those.
But we got a good clean look at them.
And that's fine.
And that's always a special day when you see a
starlet. And good enough, and she's a hot chick, and I bang her, and I don't care if she's on crack or whatever. It's fine.
I love.
See, that was my first time seeing her nipples. I never saw any.
Well, I'm shocked that you have not spent your time like us looking for them online.
But remember, she was like real skinny for a while. There was like bikini pictures of her, and she was like anorexic.
Yeah.
And that's all over, and that's a good thing.
I don't know if she was anorexic.
Well, she was years ago. Like, that's what she was being accused of.
You know what?
Anyway.
There was a lot of reaction from the internet creeps and from.
Said she was ugly, yeah.
Yeah, these trained morning radio SEALs that go, Ur. Oh, yeah. She's ugly. Oh,
I love that. Like, every chick is ugly when that gets naked and whatever,
right.
According to, like, morning radio.
I think she's totally beautiful.
Yeah, I think she's hot.
And she has good boobs.
Yeah.
She's lucky.
I'll take it.
Sure.
She can. Lindsay, call me. Send me an
email.
They're
kind of big. They're kind of
big
boobs.
Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
I think for being as young as she is, and they're big, natural boobs.
Yeah.
I guess they're natural. I've heard she's had boobs.
Can you just say, hold on. Can you just say that again?
They're big, natural boobs.
Thank you.
All right.
That's a drop. I don't know if I talked over that.
You did. But
one more time.
Big, natural boobs.
Okay. There we go. Now we have a drop. Thank you. That's a terrific drop. Oh.
So anyway, Lindsay Lohan got naked in New York Magazine, of all places, which was kind of odd.
Yeah, and I heard an idiot on the radio, like, she's in the New Yorker.
Yeah.
Like, no.
She's not.
New York Magazine.
No,
yeah.
The New Yorker is running cartoons from, like,
1902.
Yeah. They're still running the original Addams Family cartoons. You know, they're like,
All right. So,
I saw a Nast Boss Tweed cartoon in there recently. It was very up to date.
I always try to read the New Yorker.
Yeah, it's not. It's hard to read. It's not. You know,
New York Magazine's fun. It's actually.
Yeah.
It's well written, but it's it's hip, contemporary. Right. It bums you out when you don't.
We gotta get to these Oscar picks. Okay. I hate to. We gotta.
For God's sake.
Well, you're the one who. You're the movie. We cannot do Oscar picks if you don't want to.
Is it gonna take us this long?
If you keep fucking rambling on about something.
Oh, for God's sake!
Did you watch a Huckleberry Hound cartoon yesterday? You want to talk about too? Go ahead. Come on, we're going to waste all more shit. We get Katie here to do movies, and then you don't even want to do them.
Well, you know, Huckleberry Hound isn't as appreciated as he should be.
All right, let me explain how this is going to work.
A lot of people
We can go in order, or what we could do is somebody can pick a category, and you can pick the thing. It doesn't really matter.
I think we should build to the big categories
too.
Do
we start
on
with the bullshit at the bottom?
Yeah, I think we should go like...
Start with screenplay.
We could go like visual effects up.
It's just hard. We got to do it in some kind of order. You know what? Let's just do them from the top because if people want to play along, they can get a ballot. How's that? You can go to Oscar.com, get your ballot. We'll just do them in order.
All right.
Because, I mean, who gives a shit? There's actually big ones at the bottom because there's.
Let's save Best Picture for last.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Very good, Corey. You win. All right. Let's just play somebody.
Well, that's how they do it on the
show. Yeah, but
I
want to make it in some sort of systematic way that people can follow along.
Well, then
if
maybe
they
we should just start at the end.
Well, I know, or whatever.
This ballot is not laid out in the way that...
No,
like,
but it's laid out alphabetically, actually, I believe. That's what it looks like.
Well, that's not how they do it on the show.
Well, whatever.
On the right. show, they build to but your I'm big saying, categories. Right.
But this is what we're going to do. Somebody gets to go first.
All right.
And then after you go first, then the next person goes first.
Oh, so you
first.
Get to
next
pick time. A category
so,
you
so,
want.
I like that.
No, but you can either pick a category you want or we can just start with the first category. How do you want to do it? But it doesn't matter if somebody picks a category because, like, we used to do that when we bet on Super Bowl because then the other person had to take the opposite team.
Let's say
and that's not.
I got a hot lead on film editing.
Okay, fuck you. I'm going to decide. Let's start with leading actor and we'll go down from there.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. And if you want to say,
because that's
best
how
picture,
it is, because you're just robot mind seat
well,
column.
Let's make people. That's what we're going to do.
Because
you know who's der? The people listening at home. That's who's stupid. Okay, let's play along.
You're calling
please.
Them stupid.
I'm calling you stupid. I just want to get this done. We've wasted fucking 40.
You've this is
can
such.
We
a,
please do
it's
this.
It's a comedy show.
I understand that.
You're acting like
then
we're.
Why are you arguing over
we're
the order?
We're stamping parts at the factory.
Okay, but then.
Oh.
Whatever you want to do. All
right.
You start, genius. I'm trying to just establish a way that we're going to do this.
All right.
And
I'm saying we work on the lesser categories and work our way up to the
But then who decides what the lesser categories are?
You know, okay.
Then you decide what the lesser categories are.
All right. Visual effects, sound mixing, sound editing. These are all lesser categories.
What difference does it make? It's funnier to pick the ones that we've never seen. Fine. Maybe there's more comedy when we're doing best short that none of us saw.
There's so much comedy now. All right, let's just do them in... From left to right, in
whatever.
Order.
Do them any way you want, Corey. You decide. Right. But when I give you an option to do stuff, you never have a solution. You just
have
more
solution.
Questions. You don't have a solution. You never have a fucking solution for anything. That's why I do everything on this show. That's why I set up everything because you don't. Because you never come up with a way to do it. What you do is when I
come
up
with
a
way to do it.
You tell me that my way sucks. No,
Whoppy McDagos.
Shut
quiet.
Up. No.
Quiet.
No.
I had a solution.
When I have a way to do it,
we build for the lesser
category. But what's the lesser category? Then decide what the lesser categories are.
I just told you what the lesser categories
so
were.
You're like this one and that one, and it'll be right. funnier if we don't do this category. But just pick away. They're laid out on a page a certain way.
No
we
one
just follow that.
No one cares about those categories. We're going to build to the bigger ones.
Oh my god. Do whatever you want. That's it. Then take over. Then start it.
I'm ready.
If you hate the way I'm doing it, then do it your way.
I don't hate it. I'm just making a suggestion.
But then why not just do it? What difference does it ultimately make? All right,
fine. We'll do it your way.
Because you know what happens is when it's minute 78 of the show and we haven't done Best Picture yet, then we're going to have to skip to that. If we got the big ones out of the way, we can skip the lesser categories.
All right.
That's an argument, too.
Okay, colicky baby. Let's go. All right.
Please.
Wow.
People actually like when we fight on the show. So that's, you know.
All right, it's all right. All right,
I'm going to start with leading actor.
She's very distraught. She's like,
it's fine. Don't even worry about it. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to drink my collector's edition Mountain Dew bottle.
Yeah, what is that? Now, who designed the... It's an aluminum bottle like you get a beer sometimes in those.
Yeah.
You get a beer like at a bar, like sometimes like...
It's kind of ugly art, too.
Is it like urban? Is it hip-hop art? Is it...
It's kind of, I don't know,
is
funky?
It something you're supposed
is it comic
to save
book art?
Or want to save?
I guess so, yeah.
What they do is they sell those bottles a lot of times at places where they don't want broken glass. Like at St. Andrew's Hall, they sell those.
It's an aluminum bottle, which makes the Mountain Dew taste even worse.
Because you have a little bit of can taste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a bottle that tastes like a can.
Kind of, yeah.
They've managed to make the soda taste worse.
The whole notion
worse.
Of a glass bottle is that it's supposed to taste better. But no, all this right. is an aluminum bottle.
All right.
With an artsy design.
Now we should take a break.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll do
all right.
Oscars.
Well, here's what we're
going
to do. We're going to come back.
After the break.
And we're just going to pick. I'm going to pick the first one and we'll go from there. All right. Sound all good? Right. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Sure.
Katie, please, you have to stop fighting with everybody. It's just really annoying. Okay, please.
God, are you
calm
a bitch.
Down. All right.
Gee.
Play some more music. This is The Kills.
All right.
We'll be back with Oscar picks. Get your ballot at Oscar.com if you want to play along at home. And we'll be back.
What if you move?
All right, we're back here on Corey and Joel Radio. We've made some decisions about the Oscar picks. Let's just quickly get to these. We're going to pretty much go in order. We'll save Best Picture for the end. And we have to have a wager, though, on these. What's the wager? What do you guys want?
Here's the thing. For everyone Katie gets wrong, we spank her. And for everyone Katie gets right, she takes a piece of clothing off.
Oh,
so
well.
I think that's. I think there's a wager we can all win with.
I guess, is that what you want to do? You want to remove clothing for ones you get right?
Fine. How are we going to know until
she has to come back next week? And
let's just presume that she's right on all of them.
Well, all right. Well, that's, you know. But, I mean, Corey, you did win when Debbie Schlossel was in here.
I crushed that Jew.
And I thought I was going to do good that year for whatever reason, and I didn't. But again, this year I've literally not seen any of these except Juno.
And,
which...
the whole reason I invited Katie in here, besides her loveliness, is that she told me she'd seen all of the
movies.
Okay.
Well, I wanted somebody who'd seen them all because, I said, I've seen almost nothing.
Nearly
and,
all.
All right.
Corey's seen almost all of them. So.
Yeah. There's maybe all two that I haven't seen.
Well, let's get to them. We'll figure out what
I've seen all of the best
pictures. Maybe something will hit us as a wager. But here's the deal. I'm going to start first, and then just so we don't copy off each other.
Mm.
I'll start first, and then you guys will hear my pick, and then you guys can
Okay.
pick. And then, Katie, you'll take the second category and go first, and then from there.
Okay.
Sound good? Okay. So, actor leading, I'm going to take, and my reason for this is that I think people liked Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood. That's my pick.
Hard to argue with that.
Yeah. Katie, go ahead.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis there, and what is the rest of the...
And I'm going to have to agree. That's boring. It's a boring category.
All right, so Katie, now you pick first, and Corey will go second. So you pick actor supporting.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I should have listed... You should list who people everyone is first.
Oh, okay, so should we go back?
No, just go ahead. Fuck that. Okay. They can get this off the...
Okay.
It's George
Clooney, Johnny Depp, Tommy Lee Jones, and Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah, so quickly read off who these guys are, and then tell you who we're going to...
Okay. So for supporting actor, Casey Affleck, Javier Bardem, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Hal Holbrook, and Tom Wilkinson. And I am going to go with Javier Bardem. I adore him. I thought he was...
That was No Country for Old Men.
Yes.
Corey, what do you say?
I thought he was kind of shticky in that and was relying on his wig.
But this isn't your personal choice. This is what you think is
going
to win.
No, I'm
you can
going,
vote any way
sure,
you want.
I'm going with Tom Wilkinson.
Okay.
But,
Corb, you can tell us who you think should win.
I think Tom Wilkinson should win, and I think he will win.
You think he will win, okay.
And Michael Clayton.
I go with...
It's a better supporting performance.
I go with Javier Bardem because I see a lot of these housewives on The View getting their panties wet over Javier.
No. Oh, now I want to change my vote.
Why? Because I said it?
No, because you said all the housewives.
Yeah, a lot of housewives think he's like some hot, you know, he looks like a gardener.
Well,
a hot gardener.
I have loved him since before Nightfalls.
Okay, well, you're...
See, there you go.
You're old school.
The sea inside.
You're down.
Now, the sea inside, I saw it in the theaters.
Okay.
Some people would say Hal Holbrook is kind of the sentimental favorite.
You give it to guys about to kick off.
But I just don't think that's going to happen.
No, not at all.
What was Into the Wild? What was that movie?
Into the Wild was a movie directed by Sean Penn.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
About,
it's very cliche. I saw it. I didn't like it at all.
All right. Well,
about a kid who goes out into the wilderness and freezes in a bus in Alaska. So there you go. Okay. It's a heartwarming story.
Yeah. It's
his adventure.
Spoiler alert.
Oops.
Yeah, I was about to rent the Sean Penn movie.
Yeah.
I was about to download the DivX file off of a torrent. All right,
which I do not authorize because that is not a legal activity.
Right.
Unless you're in Stuttgart and anything goes. Anyway.
Corey, leading actress, but come on.
We have German listeners.
You go first on this one.
All right, leading actress. The choices are Cate Blanchett in Elizabeth, The Golden Age, Julie Christie in Away From Her, Marion Cotillard in La Vie en Rose, Laura Linney in The Savages, and Ellen Page in Juno.
And the winner
is... a lot of people are laying their even money on Julie Christie as the sentimental favorite.
Yeah.
She's in a movie about dementia and blah, blah, bliggity blue, and you can go, oh, it's actors...
It's
love
kind of like the end of The Notebook, sort of, but extended, you know?
But I'm gonna go for the shocker. I'm going to go for Ellen Page in Juno. I believe it's her year.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Ellen Page's year. I think the hype machine is cranked up to 11 on Juno.
You know what? When I look on these, you know, Cate Blanchett's a chick they always love to give an award to.
She's in two categories.
Yeah. And they always, Julie Christie, again, is kind of, you know, she's kind of in a comeback mode or whatever. Laura Linney, I think, is an Oscar fave, too. Is she not? Or she's nominated a lot?
Yes.
I don't know if she wins
a lot. Yes, Laura Linney is often nominated.
But, all right, I'm going to go with Corey. I'm going to go with Corey and Ellen Page.
Corey, it's her year. Look,
you convinced me. That's why I'm glad you went first.
There's
on
two,
that one.
There's two things Oscar likes to do. They like to suck off some old pirate that's about to die.
Yeah.
Let's give the old man who's about to croak an Oscar.
Jack Palance.
Jack Palance comes out, does a one-handed push-up. Yeah. They all go, oh, look at that. He's, his Metamucil is giving him some boost. But the other thing they like to do is be kingmakers and queenmakers.
Yeah.
And this is how they make Ellen Page a big star. I'm feeling her for Juno this year. Katie,
all right, I'm fine.
Katie Jean, what do you feel?
Well, I'm feeling Marion Cotillard.
About 9 people saw that movie, including me.
I know.
If you want to lose, pick her.
That's a very showy performance in which she goes from like age 16 to like 60.
I know, 60. And I mean, I'm going to be smart here, I guess, and go with Julie Christie just to do it. And
all right, we have a dissenting opinion.
But well, I don't.
That's kind of smart money. I would.
All right, that's fine.
They love them some Julie Christie.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you doing research over there?
I'm seeing how many times Laura Linney's been nominated.
Oh. Anyway. All right, so now it's my turn. A supporting actress. It's Cate Blanchett for that Dylan stupid movie. Ruby Dee in American Gangster. Who gives a shit? I'm editorializing, if you can't tell. Cerise Ronan in Atonement.
She's like a little girl.
Yeah.
Is she? Okay. Amy Ryan for Gone Baby Gone and Tilda Swinton for Michael Clayton. I think this is an easy one. I think Cate Blanchett wins for this.
She should.
Because when you play a real person, you win a lot of times, which she's playing a version of Dylan. But also when a woman plays a guy, you win a lot of times, or it's happened.
It's amazing. She's amazing in the movie. Did you see I'm Not There?
I sure did.
And how did you feel about her performance?
Her performance was incredible.
Wasn't it? It was it took everything else away from you didn't give a shit about what anything else that was going on in the movie. You were like, more of this, like that was the best segment.
Yeah.
In,
okay.
Yeah.
See, I told you
she's running around with the Beatles. It was fun.
You told me that was good, but I kind of go like, eh.
That was
good.
I don't know.
Like, I really like Dylan, and like watching people play Dylan sounds boring as fuck.
There's no reason that it should work at all.
Yeah.
And part of the movie doesn't work.
Richard
Gere stuff
thinking,
sucks.
Oh.
That was tedious.
But what about the one scene when My Morning Jacket is singing and then that little creepy town and all the kids are dressed up in Halloween?
Yeah, it was from another movie. It didn't belong in this
My
movie.
Morning Jacket.
I would
center.
Agree that,
well,
too.
I'm for sure not watching it.
You're for sure not going
to.
Well, it is one of the last films of Heath Ledger. I am going to go.
It served its purpose.
Continuing with my.
You picked next, though. You're out of order.
Okay.
I'm a blowhard.
Yeah, but you just went and said how good she was in that movie. So.
Yeah, I am going to vote for her.
All right.
But it's kind of a tie. I'm thinking Cerise Ronan. Is that how you say her name? How do you say
Cerise
her name?
Ronan.
Cerise Ronan.
They do like to give little girls like Dakota Fanning awards. This girl is not that little.
They almost gave
Little
Miss Sunshine
an award. 13 or something.
Yeah.
She'd be like an Anna Paquin.
That's true, but they're not going to do that. They're going to give it to Amy Ryan from Gone Baby Gone.
Okay.
Are
you serious?
It's a bigger story. It'll be a better story. It'll be a queen making.
Are you serious?
In fact, I think I like this better than Ellen Page.
Okay.
I think they're going to turn Amy Ryan into a star with this, right?
Okay.
She's been a struggling kind of actress for a long time.
I've heard, I've been watching all the media and I don't hear shit about her. And the Oscars is in like 3 days, so I don't know what.
Golden Globe.
Win? I don't know.
Who won the Golden Globe?
They didn't even see those. No one saw. Maybe that's why there's not a lot of buzz, because the Golden Globes wasn't really even a show this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, you get to pick the next category.
Okay.
You get animated feature.
Okay. I only saw Ratatouille, so
you voting for that?
I will be voting for Ratatouille.
Okay, Corey, you got an animated feature pick.
Well, I would personally say Persepolis should win. Over the movie about the
what was Persepolis?
Persepolis is about a girl from Iran that goes to France to get away from the.
Okay,
it's totally gonna win.
It's totally gonna win. You think? No, it's Ratatouille. It's gonna win.
Ratatouille, I think, is gonna win. I think Cars won last year.
Yeah,
and Cars was a complete piece of shit.
Okay,
and Ratatouille, Brad Bird stuff. Yeah. People really seem to like more than the other guys.
And a movie about penguin surfing is not gonna win.
Yeah,
so
I don't know how that got. Corey, you get to pick art direction.
Oh, exciting. I get to pick art direction. That's a pretty easy one. That is a lock solid give to Sweeney Todd. That's a lock right there.
Over, Sweeney Todd.
American Gangster, all they had to do was go to the Salvation Army, like Katie, and find some like leather car coats to make everybody look like a pimp.
Actually, my sister has a dress from that movie that she got at a thrift store or vintage store in New York.
Okay.
So that's kind of exciting.
All right, I'm going to agree with Corey on Sweeney Todd just because I don't really care about any of these. So
okay, Cate Blanchett won the Golden Globe.
Okay. She won the supporting for I'm
Not
supporting.
There. So it's a pretty safe pick.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Katie, you have a what are you picking for art direction?
Art direction, Sweeney Todd.
Okay, so I get cinematography. Boy, the Jesse James movie nobody saw, Atonement, I don't know. I think to me it comes down to No Country for Old Men or There Will Be Blood. And to me, this is kind of like, to me, what's going to win the big categories. It's going to be one of those two.
And they're both kind of similar cinematography.
I think I'm going to go with, although The Divining Bell and The Butterfly was kind of weird and very stylized.
Yes.
And that could win a technical award.
I don't know if it's.
I know. I'm very stuck there. I absolutely
well,
love
I'm
going to
go with, I'm
going to
go, you know what? I don't think the Coen brothers have gotten.
Roger Deakins is the guy who shoots all the Coen brothers.
Right, but I don't, I think you're almost into a body of work thing with them.
Yes.
Or even though Fargo, I guess, was nominated for a lot of stuff, I think they're sort of under, right? Am I right about that? That the Coen brothers are sort of like, almost like a Scorsese thing where they're
due.
They're sort they're of due for something. So I'm going to go, I'm going to stick with Coen brothers all the way. And I'm going to say No Country for Old Men.
And they have, they like I said, Roger Deakins shoots all their movies. They have the same cinematography.
So Katie, what's your pick here?
I'm going out on a limb with The Diving Bell and The Butterfly.
Okay.
I'm going to go with There Will Be Blood.
Oh, okay.
It's a feud
got a
in this
three-way
category.
Split. There Will Be Blood. Isn't that about the teenage girl who gets pregnant, There Will Be Blood?
Yes.
No, that's Hi-oh. That's something else. All right. You get to pick costume design. Oh, no, I picked cinematography. Katie, you get costume design. Look at that.
Katie Jean.
Right up your alley. You get the first
okay.
pick.
Okay.
As a fashionista.
Yes.
Perfect. La Vie en Rose.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, you're giving a. This is a French movie that no one cared about.
I know, but really, the costume design was it was amazing. It went from the beginning of her life
yes.
to
it's
when
period,
she died
it's
in
period,
the 60s.
It's a lot of 40s costumes.
See, costume design, you never know with that shit.
Yeah.
You know, so
I'm going to say Sweeney Todd. Again, yeah. Sweeney Todd should be winning these technical categories.
I'm
because
going with Corey.
That's all it's
that.
Going to win. It's not going to win any big numbers, but it can win these kind of things.
Yeah, I think that's if anybody likes anything about Tim Burton movies, it's that they look cool.
Yeah.
And that's about all there is to like if, in his movies, in my opinion, is that they look cool. So, yeah, Sweeney Todd, I think, will win there. Corey, you get directing.
That is a No Country for Old Men win for the Coen brothers.
For directing.
Joel Coen will win.
Corey's saying no. And again, I said I was going to stick with Coen brothers in the big one. So I'm going to go with No Country for Old Men.
I'm there, too.
All right. It's the three ways.
Congratulations.
It's due.
Congratulations, Joel Coen.
Yes.
I distinctly heard it. Right. He muttered under his breath, Jew.
You know, Woody, anyway. Woody doesn't get nominated anymore.
Woody doesn't get buckets.
They don't nominate Woody for shit anymore. They used to always like nominate his scripts and nothing. Okay. Yeah.
Well, all he right. won for Annie Hall, and then they were like, you're done.
I get documentary feature, and we were talking about this the other day off the air, but again, like I said, I didn't... Boy, these are all about war and stuff, and I think it's I think it's an election year, and I'm going to say, I don't even know, no end in sight.
That's pretty strong money. That is safe money.
So I'm saying no end in sight. It's about the war and
the Michael Moore
these
mojo.
These lefties
is
in Hollywood
gone.
Hate the. Well, yeah.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
You know
yeah.
what's funny now is if Michael Moore won the Oscar this year for he did the same movie this year.
Yeah,
I don't think he'd get booed. Like I don't think anybody's supporting Bush anymore, and it would be a totally different story. It's funny to me how
well,
they all turned
you know,
on him.
The problem with Michael Moore is that his movie, even though he hated Bush, he was hating Bush before it was kind of cool to hate Bush.
Right, he was
and,
out of the curve.
But it's also that movie was very. I mean, I don't want to get too into because it's a movie from 2 years ago, but there was a lot of bullshit in that movie. There was a lot of crafty editing, and a lot of stuff wasn't true that he laid out.
I don't know. I think he kind of was ahead of the curve.
Well, yeah.
You're right about, look, hey.
He had a lot of, there was a lot of stuff.
He hated yeah. Bush before it was cool to hate
he
Bush.
He did hate
he
Bush.
He definitely did.
Cool to hate Bush.
And now everybody would fall over themselves hating Bush.
Well,
that's why
whatever,
No End
but,
in Sight, which is in all about the Iraq War, will win.
So that's your pick. Now, Katie, did you take one there?
No end in sight.
You're going to say no end in
yes.
sight.
By the way, I call shenanigans on this category.
Okay.
Because
in what
my
way?
Favorite documentary of the year was
yes,
not even nominated.
I agree with you.
What was it?
The King of Kong.
The King of Kong.
A Fistful of Quarters.
That's a great movie.
Tremendous
film.
I
did not see
it's
that.
It's out on DVD now. It's
okay.
about a guy who, two guys competing to be the best player in Donkey Kong.
Ooh.
And it sounds stupid, but it's very good.
I think I heard about that.
And
yeah,
it introduced
it
us
movie.
To the Mappy champion of the world.
Yeah, it's funny, and there's actually drama, and there's heroes, there's villains. It's a great movie. King of Kong really was the best documentary, but fuck these people. So, all right, that means, Katie, you get documentary short, and go ahead and pick one.
I'm just going to pick Salim Baba. Salim Baba, because I yeah. like saying it.
Slim,
so.
Sure.
Slim Baba, he played for the Harlem Globetrotters in 1982. Great. Yeah, he was amazing.
I'll just go with that.
Corey, what are you taking?
I'm going to go. What am
well,
I
it's not
go?
Fair for you to see what won the Golden Globe, by the way. I am
I'm
calling
not
shenanigans
looking at, I'm
on
not,
that.
I'm not looking at
I'm going to call shenanigans on that.
I'm not looking at that.
What pick one, then?
I don't. Let's go with, shit, Freeheld. I don't know. No, about nine,
I know, no one,
nine people in the world right. saw these.
I'm going
to. My job is to see movies.
You know what? The
and
more,
I didn't see a one.
The more foreign these sound, the better they win, in my
what
opinion.
What do you think these old buzzers?
I'm going to agree with Salim Baba.
Yeah. You know who votes for these awards? It's like, you know, Carl Malden is sitting there
well,
somewhere
the
drooling up his split pea soup.
Yeah, the documentaries get picked in a weird way. Don't they get nominated differently than the rest of them?
Yeah, it's
there's a whole process. But I think when they vote for the winners, everyone votes
you know
for
what?
Those.
In the last, like, what, 10 years, documentaries have actually had some box office that
yeah.
they've never had.
Yeah.
A movie like King of Kong gets into real theaters, and now they're still doing these documentaries like it's 1961.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible process. It's stupid. Let's go. Anyway.
All right.
On.
Go ahead. You get editing, Corey.
All right. I'm going to film editing. I'm going to give that to The Diving Bell and The Butterfly in a weird
okay.
way. I don't know why. Although Bourne Ultimatum.
People like those Bourne movies.
Bourne Ultimatum yeah, is really like a lot those. Of fast cuts, but so is yeah. so is Diving Bell and The Butterfly. It's a collage of images.
Well, I'm going to go with No Country for Old Men again. I think I'm just going to ride that one.
They're going to win everything.
Well, you know what? I'm playing this to win, so.
He's in it to win it.
And had I seen the other ones, I might have more of an opinion, but I don't, so there it is. Katie, your pick?
The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Okay, so you guys are there. Means I get to pick Best Foreign Language Film, which I don't even know what these are.
Corey, have you seen any of
I didn't
those?
See a single one of these. And I saw a bunch. It's not like
yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
see foreign film.
A lot of them.
La Vie en Rose could count. It's a French movie. It's not like.
But again, they have a weird thing where each country picks a movie that they want to be the nominated
yeah.
film from that country, and then they go from there.
They
so
submit it.
It's weird. Yeah, there's a weird way to pick these. But I'm going to say Cat Dien will win just because it sounds, I don't know.
I literally don't know what a single one of these movies
okay.
is.
I'm going to say Mongol because I like saying that word.
It's right, Mongols.
It's a fun word.
Because they were a fun people, Mongols.
It's true. I'm going to say The Counterfeiters because that's a word I've heard of.
It's a word in English.
Unbelievable bullcrap.
Okay, Katie, you get makeup here. If you,
Okay. Well, this is really tough. It's La Vie en Rose, Norbit, or Pirates of the Caribbean. So, should I go with Norbit just to go with Norbit?
I can't imagine.
You can't go wrong with Norbit.
Look, the words, and your winner for the Oscar goes to Norbit, I didn't think would ever be said.
Academy
I would love to see Norbit
Academy
win.
Award-winning film, Norbit.
Yeah, and the Oscar goes to Norbit. I can't imagine that, but yet Fat Suit Technology did come a long way in Norbit. But it's your pick. Go ahead. I don't want to sway you either way.
All right, La Vie en Rose. I'm sorry.
That it might
I'm
be the one.
I'm obsessed with that movie.
You
I'm
know
sorry.
What? I think that might be your chance to win.
Is La Vie en Rose, you're saying?
I'm going to go with Pirates of the Caribbean because it's all
really?
Monsters and shit.
I'm going to go with.
Okay.
I want to be a dick and pick Norbit, but fuck that movie. I'm going to pick La Vie en Rose.
Norbit.
I think if they were going to give, did they give Pirates of the Caribbean stuff in previous years?
Yeah, which is
they
why
probably
they're
did.
Lazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
They'll
that
give
they
it
will.
To them again.
Well, Lord of the Rings though only won its stuff on the third movie. It was always nominated.
Oh, really?
And then they finally gave them all the awards on three. So you could look at it that way. But all right, Corey, you get to pick.
Original score.
You get to pick original score.
Now this is wild because the movie that should be nominated is not nominated here.
Which is what?
There Will Be Blood has like a really revolutionary.
Yeah.
Kind of different soundtrack.
It's Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead that did that.
Yeah.
It was not eligible for whatever reason. And I know that, but I don't know why.
It was good. That's why.
No, there's some weird thing about if it's like not all original music, it doesn't count. And I think that might have been the case with that.
Mm.
It might have been based on some previous work by Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead. And it was something like that. It was disqualified from the running.
I'm going to guess that this is where they like to give crap like Atonement, which is a real foofy score.
Yeah.
They'll give that
definitely foofy.
Foofy
well,
is the word.
When
is that
I look
not
at this? You know,
that movie is one big diaphanous blowing
Jeez.
Gown, isn't
yeah.
it? That's what that movie is.
It's a you know.
Was that a Merchant Ivory?
I don't know.
No, because
one of them's dead.
Yeah, because Merchant's dead.
Dead, yeah. For me, I see something like 310 to Yuma, which I didn't even see, but I know it probably had a very classical Western score, and people kind of liked us.
I think they would. That's not the kind they notice. It's not swooning.
But yeah, I think I'm going to agree with Atonement. I think if, you know.
I'm there too.
Yeah, everyone's Atonement. Picking Atonement. Mm-hmm. All right. Means I get original song to pick, and I just want to tell you these, and I wanted to find these, but I don't even know that these were released on CD. These songs suck so bad. I mean, these are
the one
so,
soundtrack was
no,
it?
But I mean, this is such bullshit. Again, you know, there's rules about original song, and again, it can't have been on anything else. Very weird stuff, but Falling Slowly from this movie Once. Everyone talks about the music in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this guy and a girl who start a band or something, and. Yeah. I think that's going to win because there's three songs in the movie Enchanted, which I think you had to be 12 to like that movie, and no one 12 is voting. So, and August Rush, I don't think anyone saw that.
Nobody saw
you.
It.
Yeah.
No.
So I'm picking the song from Once, Falling Slowly.
I will do the same, Falling Slowly.
Right. It's a win for the Irish. Now, that's funny you should say that because I think that some of this music was on an album that they did before.
Yeah,
the
see, there's weird rules about that.
This is Glenn Hansard from The Frames.
Yeah.
And he they had a band, just the two of them, that was, that whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it's the guy from The Frames is the actor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the guy from The Frames, and he's just acting in the movie and playing the music.
Right.
But it's that song should win.
No, that's what I'm saying. Everyone talks about that. Well, we're going to skip Best Picture till the end. So short film, Katie, you get to pick.
Who the hell watches these?
Nobody saw. That's what I'm saying. Just pick one, because I mean.
Okay, I will pick Peter and the Wolf.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's something we all know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Am I up next?
Yeah, yeah, you're up.
I'm gonna pick Même les pigeons vont au paradis.
I was,
because
I was
it's the Frenchiest, faggiest title, and
it means even pigeons go to heaven.
I know, and people will go, "Oh, that sounds wonderful."
Well,
some old Scavoza sitting away, rotting away, waiting to go to Forest Hills, is going to be sitting there going, "Oh, that sounds lovely, doesn't it?" Because
well,
they've not watched these goddamn movies. You know they haven't.
Well, I think
Phyllis goddamn Diller gets the oldest people in the world get these ballads.
I don't know why Madame Tootly Putly doesn't sound more French and stupid, but
well, that is pretty bad too.
But I'm gonna pick I Met the Walrus because it sounds like something the Beatles might have done.
That's true.
That sounds
That's
good to me.
True.
So I'll take that.
The Walrus is Paul. It's a little clue for you all.
There it is.
All
right. Corey, you get to pick live action short.
Oh, exciting. I'm gonna pick the Tonto woman because I'm a big yeah. Me think they're outlaw round pass.
Kimosabi, me spread them legs. Isn't that what the Tonto woman says? Like
exactly.
No, I'm gonna pick
this. Apparently, his squaw got her own movie.
I guess so. I'm gonna say the Mozart of pickpockets because for some reason that sounds like isn't the pickpocket like a Luc Besson movie or something? Who made that? That's like an old French movie, isn't it? It sounds like that, so I'm going to pick that. You can just throw Mozart and crime together. That sounds like a winner.
So I was going to say the same, Le Mozart de pickpocket.
See, look.
Amadeus was one of my favorite movies as a child.
Oh, okay.
So have to
the Mozart
that.
Of pickpockets.
Yeah.
That's probably got nothing to do with Mozart.
Absolutely nothing.
All right, well, you get sound editing. I believe. No, do I get sound editing?
I think you get sound
editing. I get sound editing. Fuck. All right. You know what? I hated this, but, you know, sometimes the big, stupid action movies get this. So Transformers will win sound editing. It certainly was a... it certainly made my ears bleed in the IMAX theater.
God.
So I got to pick Transformers. Spielberg's got something to do with it, so maybe...
I'm going to go...
The Jews will get together on that one. I don't know. You always think
I love it. We do an Oscar ballot. It's just like it. We turn into a.
Well,
it's like an SS propaganda film. Juden. It's like you know, giant rats running around scurrying. It's
well,
like
I gave my reasons.
I know.
Give my reasons.
Now we just picture all of Hollywood like five.
No, but I mean it's Spielberg, and they know he's attached to it, and they like to reward him for stuff.
Did you know his farts cure cancer?
I guess
I don't know if you're aware of that. Spielberg can just fart on an object and turn it into magic. Katie.
Katie,
okay.
sound editing.
Katie Jean.
There will be blood.
There will be blood.
That's an interesting choice. I'm going
to
actually...
it makes sense to me.
I hate to give Michael Bay anything, but boy, Transformers is all about
it
shit
is noisy
crashing.
As fuck and obnoxious. All right.
And
Katie can pick sound mixing. Katie
Jean.
Okay, sound mixing Ratatouille.
Okay.
No reason, really.
Well, usually, well, okay, I'm not going to give you a hint, but go ahead.
Honestly, what the difference...
You want to lose, pick Ratatouille.
Do you know that, like, not...
That's the way you want to play.
You could probably fit the amount of people watching into a Denny's that know the difference between sound mixing and sound editing. You really could. I mean,
generally, my point is that they generally win. Whoever wins one wins the other.
Right.
9 times out of 10. Okay. So that's my point. But so anyway, Corey, it's your pick. But
Transformers.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Robots in disguise.
And that's what I picked.
Yeah.
So, Corey, you get visual effects.
And that's another win for Transformers.
I'm going to go Transformers on that.
Even though they're shitty effects. Well, God dang it. Look, Optimus Prime's in my rose garden.
Well, we've said that the Fox football robots look better than the Transformers robots. And I really do think that's true.
Yeah.
But again, I'm going to go with Transformers.
I'm going with Transformers.
We finally convinced her.
Wow.
All right. That means I get screenplay adapted. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Again, I said I'm going to go with Coen Brothers the whole way on this. And No Country for Old Men is my pick for adapted screenplay.
I would agree with that. Roger Ebert went crazy about the screenplay.
Roger Ebert went crazy about 20 years ago. That old bastard.
Well, he liked Die Hard.
I can't even kiss my black wife. My lip would fall off.
Well, he's got the box, so he has to type. He's like, he types in a keyboard and it comes out.
I believe that. Oh, no, Gondry.
How do they not put him on that show that way? To me, that you get the biggest ratings ever with him on there.
I just like to say that I still think Siskel's an asshole. Yeah. Roper is smoking pole even as we speak. Two thumbs up for Norbit.
Yeah, he banned them from using the thumbs up.
Yeah, I know.
They can't. Have you seen that show? Yeah. They can't say thumbs up anymore.
Oh well, he's doing stars on his website. So
is he?
Yeah.
Well, the thumbs up is owned by Ebert, and so he's not letting them use it.
Okay.
I lost my throat box to cancer, and I'm still better on TV than A.O. Scott.
Well, that's your opinion.
Thank you. Voice Box Ebert, a new character appearing on the Corey Joe Radio Show.
See, I could work where we could get that to actually work. Maybe.
A voice box?
I could. Yeah, we'd have to maybe put something together here. But Katie, you go ahead on screenplay adapted.
I did No Country for Old Men.
Oh, did you? Okay, Corey, did you pick
And it's a sweep.
All right. So, Katie, you get original screenplay.
Juno.
Oy vey.
I hate to agree with her, but we've created a monster in Diablo Cody.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
For shiz up the spout, we'll be winning an Oscar.
Anyone who heard my review of Juno originally on this show knows that I hated that.
There's a growing divide.
I enjoyed my dental appointment having my gum scraped the other day.
It is like Clinton and Obama, the fighting about is Juno brilliant or awful?
I can't imagine.
I didn't see Juno.
Wow.
I think that Juno is a thing like when they gave it to Tarantino for Pulp Fiction, they like to reward these edgy scripts sometimes. And they're going to give it to Juno and then, you know.
Let's all have a Juno moment.
Got to pick the best picture, which you actually get to start.
All right. Well, I should probably turn Juno's music off for this because
you're a part.
Anyway. Juno will not be winning Best Picture.
You're not going to pick Juno for Best Picture.
No, Juno will not be winning Picture.
Definitely not.
No, sirree, Bob.
Either will Atonement.
Oh, listen to you.
No, you're jumping ahead.
You're jumping ahead of the line. That's it. It's a spanking. Right. That's it.
That's it.
You're getting one,
lady. When I jump ahead, Corey spanks me.
It's very true.
That's what happens.
That's a rule on the show. We've been
doing
this for
years. Now that you jumped ahead. You have, sorry, but you have to get spent.
Okay, we'll save him up and then at the end.
Okay.
Play with it and just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
All right,
sorry.
Look, believe me, we need to bring her back.
This is so cute.
It is.
Oh, this is so cute. Oksana
Bayou.
We have not heard Oksana in a while. All right.
Oh, I love Oksana Bayou.
Okay, all
she
right.
She's the best.
The winner. I was looking for the drum roll, and I can never find that goddamn drum roll.
Just more Oksana. I mean, I'm all
You want more Oksana?
I love Oksana.
Okay, all right.
Well, I want more, too.
Yeah.
Katie, I just want to say you really added a lot to the show, and you look lovely and radiant today.
Thank you.
It's so romantic.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
All right, come on.
The winner. I'm in deep doo-doo for this show. All right, the winner of Best Picture will be the overrated and aforementioned No Country for Old Men.
I'm going to agree. Like I said, I'm just riding that
the
horse.
The deeply overrated.
And if that thing gets snuffed, I have no chance of winning this. But
Michael Clayton was technically the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
Because it actually had a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah, you said Michael Clayton was good, and then they re-released it, and still
it
nobody
didn't
cares.
Do no, Michael Clayton will last. In 10 years, people will go, Michael Clayton was a great movie.
Yeah.
They will not say the same thing about No Country for Old Men.
Back in the day, I thought that when Goodfellas was nominated, I was all pissed off that it didn't win anything that year. I think Joe Pesci won. But you know what won that year was Dances with Wolves.
Right.
Which who here has watched Dances with Wolves?
No one gives a dink.
No one cares about
right.
that.
Right, and yet Goodfellas continues to be
it's an
a very popular
classic
film.
That
yeah.
is still a hugely
Michael,
popular
Michael
movie.
Clayton will, it's not going to be like Goodfellas, but it will be, right. it'll hold up.
It'll be a classic.
Whereas No Country for Old Men, people will go, wait, that makes no fucking sense.
It's kind of gimmicky, you think?
Is well, it's a great hour.
Yeah.
And then the last half hour goes off the rails, and everybody goes, oh, well, they're being very clever and arty.
I don't even know.
And it's just the least satisfying ending you'll ever see in a movie. And it just, the pacing falls apart.
Yeah, I think I would say I was disappointed when I saw it. Yeah, I liked it, but I was kind of
disappointed. They're not even being like 70s clever. It just doesn't hold together. It doesn't make sense what happens in the end.
So right, anyway. And, what is your pick, Katie? We're waiting on that.
Well, I would like to go with There Will Be Blood.
You're picking
I'm
there
just
going to
do
blood.
It.
Okay,
yep.
Well,
that's another movie people have problems with
strategy.
The ending of.
All right, so now everybody sign their ballots.
See, I love the ending in that movie.
I will be the official safekeeper of these ballots.
All right.
Until next week, just so
and
no one can
next
take
week,
them,
Katie
no one
will
can take them home.
Come back and
like
claim
that.
Her prize by stripping for us. God, we're horrible.
There
people.
It is. All right. There's the official ballots. There it is.
How much show do we have left, Joel?
We have 12 minutes. What would you like to do for 12 minutes? No? You got nothing to do?
I'm good.
No, but we're...
I have something I'd like to talk about again.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan's actual nipples. What did you think about them?
Well, her actual nipples?
I was put off a little bit. I haven't seen very many nipples like that before. I was surprised. Mm-hmm. I thought her nipples...
Describe her nipples for the audience.
They're very...
No, I'm serious, because a lot of people...
Please do. Have another shot of your beer. And,
yeah, keep drinking.
Come on. Come on. We got an audience here.
Compare and contrast them to your nipples, if need be.
You know, honestly, I was about to say.
Use visual aids if you need to.
I don't know if Lindsay Lohan's nipples
stand. Show us what a good nipple is. Yeah, show us a good nipple.
Okay, I expected Lindsay Lohan's nipples to be a little more, like, rough, kind of more hard up. They're
really?
Very soft. They're really? Almost not there. Very light.
Okay.
Well, so there's not. I would have thought the opposite.
Almost nowhere.
You're saying you have bold, womanly nipples.
No, that's
and
not what
Lindsay
I'm saying
Lohan
at all.
Has wispy, non-existent nipples. Well, tell us the real story, Kate. Don't hold back.
Lindsay Lohan has like no areolas. Isn't that what you would say, Corey?
Very they're little. Very, well, she's very pale.
She's very pale. Yeah. And, you know, maybe they're very pink or something. I don't know.
She's translucent. She's like she's the skin of an onion.
You see a lot of capillaries on her.
Yeah,
you know, she's very pale.
Which a lot of guys don't like.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. They're big and milky, right, Corey? That's
they're
the way you
beautiful.
Like them. They're big and pale and white, and that's what he likes.
I like pale women. I do. when it comes to my women, I am like David Duke.
Stop it.
Whiter the better. I really do like pale women.
Pale, fleshy women especially.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Asian. But they're often
so,
pale, too.
Yeah, that's your problem with the nipple? What would you have liked to have seen?
Did
you?
No,
what did you expect? Did you expect big pepperonis, or what did you think?
Kind of, sort of.
Did you really?
She's so, you know, she's kind of wrecked.
You thought you were going to see...
Did you expect pointers?
I was not expecting to see those at all.
Yeah. You thought you
I
were going to see one of those train wreck salami nipples like that are on Tara Reid.
And those are the ones that I see, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Tara,
so I could see, like, big, pointy bologna tits, but I don't...
Tara Reid looked like she spent 10 years in an industrial farm in Iowa.
Yeah.
With those udders.
Yeah, those
I mean,
are
those
weird.
Things are stretched out. It looks like it looks like your ancestors were playing you know, like, hey, let's make a pie with Tara Reid's areolas.
Yeah,
they look like a big stretched out pizza.
Yeah, they looked very. But you know what? I thought Lindsay Lohan maybe you could see, but they hang nice. Their tits, like, they kind of have a nice hang to them.
They do.
They're really good.
They
tits.
Are not.
They're not stretched
they are not
out.
In the league of the world's greatest breasts, which belong to Keely Hazel. But
those are
amazing.
And there was no obvious stretch marks, which was nice, although they could have overexposed.
Are you familiar with the work of Keely Hazel?
I'm not.
Hazel, whatever you want
to say. We did a whole big tit night over here. Remember that when we were just looking at...
wait, come on. It's always big tit night
over
here.
Well, I know. We looked at the girls with the biggest tits.
Who's second to...
Glamour models. Well, there's a bunch of them. There's Jordan. There's Keely Hazel.
Oh, God, Jordan.
Yeah,
I'm
you
very
know Jordan. Katie
with
Price,
her.
Jordan, yeah. There's, who else is there? There's a bunch of them. There's Enis Kudna.
Oh, from Ghost World? No. That's the character I'm thinking of. No. Who is that?
Enid Coleslaw was the character from Ghost
yeah,
World.
Yeah, Enid. Okay. She's like a Polish model or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me find the appropriate Keely picture here.
But I had that link to those Keely pictures once that I put on the forum. That was great, yeah.
They're magical.
And then Niels went, yeah, I did not see.
Are these real boobs or
yeah,
enhanced.
They're big real. Well, she's British, and the British chicks got big udders for some reason, right?
There. Look at those.
Look at those things.
Whoa.
Look at
I can't even see them when I'm applauding because I know.
Katie's the best. I really love we got to have Katie in here more
I know
often.
What Keely Hazel's tits look
are
like.
Are those not
but those are real. But that is that
they,
maybe
those
what
cannot
you,
be real.
Is that what you thought Lindsay's tits might look like? A little more? Like, I mean, she's
yeah,
a little,
like something like that. Yeah.
You don't think those are real? I think they're perfect. I don't think any surgeon on earth
has a sex.
Is that good.
No, I think it was a good job in there, just a little bit.
That's a good job.
Nah, if
this guy should do all plastic surgeries on earth.
Nah, if
that's those are perfect. Look
way,
at how they hang. They don't have
way, just,
they don't have that fake anti gravity quality.
Yeah, they're nice.
True.
I,
no, they're beautiful.
British girls do.
Were
have,
you expecting to evaluate breasts on today's episode?
Well, I wasn't, but I always do.
Yeah.
Do you
guys ever go to awfulplasticsurgery.com?
I've seen it. I know what it is.
I go there a lot.
Wow, that's a whole other topic. For a whole okay. other show. We'll have to get into that. But what was the other chick that you were talking about, Joel?
I don't even know how to spell it. I think it's Enis Kudna. Oh, E-N-I-S-C-U-D-N-A. Yeah. Maybe I'm getting the first name wrong. Maybe I should.
Yeah, boy, that's
maybe
it.
I should do a Google search over
Oh,
here.
No, it's E-N-I-S.
Is it C-U-D-N-A?
C-U-D-N-A.
Yeah, click on, just go to the Google images
oh,
or
see,
something.
Oh, see, Enis Kudna. Yeah, she's
Yeah, you got her?
Well, she's a, no, she's not in, has, I got one shot, but I'm not big on it.
I wasn't big on that one either. It just wasn't a very good picture.
It wasn't a good shot.
Well, you got to find the good shots. But
is it Enis?
That's a good question.
I think I had the name wrong.
Well, just type in Kudna.
Yes, it's I-N-E-S.
I-N-E-S.
Oh, those are fake.
I don't know.
Well, let's see. Open up a picture.
Well, I don't know. I'm debating. They're not as perfect as Hazel's. No, those are... Those are what we call.
No, and that's
big
what I said.
Floppers.
When I said, "Let me find," you know,
what
the
was
different...
it on the office that? Oh gosh, swing, low chariot.
No, she just has big tits. That's all.
Swing
I mean,
low,
I wasn't
sweet
saying...
chariots.
Yeah, that's
yes.
it.
Uh-huh. Yes, only the amazing Creole.
No, I just, I don't know.
Those are some boobs.
Those are some boobs. Yeah.
Double E cup.
Look at this
but
one.
But it's not the size of the
book. Look at the one I got over here. Yeah, see, those yeah. are just...
It's not the size. It's the proximity to me.
But no, okay. you know what?
That's what's important.
Keely,
currently,
Keely,
you're the closest breast to me, and they're magical.
So mine are the best.
Yes, they are.
Keely
right
Hazel has a good face, though, too. She's kind of hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
She has a sex one. Tape, and it's fantastic, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She's banging some English footballer.
Well, who amongst time. Us hasn't banged some English footballer?
Well, not me. If you were, though, those guys get laid like crazy.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
You ever see Joe Cole's girlfriend?
Joe Cole is my favorite player.
Is he really? His yeah. girlfriend's hot, man. You got to check that out. I don't know where yeah. you find her. Maybe look
I have
after
more
the
boob
show.
Picks for later on. But
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
Joe Cole is a Chelsea player and one of the best players in the world and my favorite.
Yeah, and those guys get laid. Those see that's the best thing if you're in England to be like a star footballer. That's the top thing you can be. Like in America, I don't know, maybe like rock star is the best thing or like actor or something.
Yeah.
Or like on TV. Like who gets the hottest chicks in America?
Tom Brady.
Okay,
yeah,
so but he would be the equivalent of like a Joe Cole.
Beckham is like Tom Brady times two.
Yeah, Beckham.
I mean, he got married and ruined
yeah.
him. But boy, if you're right, if you're a
but
top
Tom Brady
footballer,
gets but see in America though, some of those football guys are not they don't all look like Tom Brady.
I would say to be a Premier League football player is the best because you get to pull from Europe.
Yeah.
You're famous all throughout Europe.
Yeah.
Because you
that's
play
good.
Internationally, you play in okay. UEFA Cup, you play in
right.
you know, Champions Cup. So you're pulling from everywhere. Sweden, Denmark.
Anywhere you want.
France, Spain. Your pool is amazing.
I understand. Yeah, I think that's a good thing. But I don't know I think Brady's the equivalent, but I think he's the only one. I don't think Peyton Manning is in that league.
I don't
because,
either.
Because the problem is the American footballers, they play with helmets on and you can't really see them.
Yeah, but a lot.
That's a difference.
A lot of quarterbacks do all right.
Yeah.
Even Joey Harrington did all right.
Please.
Come on.
Hit every guy in town, Joey Harrington.
He's a married man. Lay off Joe.
right, we have just a few minutes left. Katie, Gene, do you want to say anything to their fans?
Let's plug your blog.
Yeah, plug your blog again. And
okay, my blog is called Cement, and it's cementdetroit.blogspot.com.
Okay.
All right.
And it's updated weekly.
It's a little departure for our listeners, but get some culture.
And we also have links on the right to a bunch of things that we find interesting, style-wise, artists, photographers.
What if, like, our fans wanted to send you a picture? Would you rate that on your website? Like, if Niels wanted to send you a picture?
Yes.
Could they do that? Or one of these guys?
Why don't we, next time we have Katie on, what we'll do, please send your photos.
Like Cam?
I have
a picture of him with me. I have Cam with me. We have Niels.
Wow. That's a
Do we have a minute?
Is that a bonus feature?
Maybe.
Let's do a bonus feature.
You want to do that?
Katie, do you mind hanging around for a minute?
Oh, totally.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work because I don't know where these pictures are. But
well that's
see.
Why we'll do it as a bonus.
Well, we'll announce later.
All right.
We'll announce it later. Maybe it will be. Maybe it won't be. So I try to find these pictures of those guys, but I have to dig for them.
That's going
to
be tremendous.
But I will take submissions.
Yeah, you want pictures of guys? Yeah, that you can rate style.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said
to be guys.
I thought you said you wanted people to submit. I thought you were talking about something else. I'll be not into that. No, I am definitely not.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do that, guys. If you want to send pictures in for Katie, we'll do that for you.
Be part of the one and only Detroit style blog.
Of course. Yes.
Because fuck the rest of those bastards. Fuck them right in the ear. Yeah.
All right.
What, the real Detroit? Dude, there's some chicks at Luna page. You don't consider that a competitor?
No.
God, that's terrible. In our local weekly, which I used to write for, there's like two pages of chick drinking a tequila. Here they are, Tiki Bob's Cantina.
What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
It's a way to get a plug for a sponsor and a magazine.
Well, I know the girl that she does the all dressed up thing in Real Detroit sometimes. Mm-hmm. Andrew's been on the show. Andrea, the
intern. I do all dolled up too.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
They gave it to me one time.
Yeah,
and they were like, "You want to do this?" You know, and I ended up a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Was like, okay, good. You're here. That's good. All right. I did not want to ask someone what their outfit cost. All right.
Yeah, all right, let's get out of here. Thank you, though, Katie Jean, and play along at the Oscars this week if you're watching it.
Well done, Katie Jean.
Although I thought these movies kind of sucked this year, and I don't even know that I care about
the
awards.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm going to write down which chicks are hot and which chicks are not on the Maybe we should bring her back, and you can do a fashion review for us. Would you want to do that?
Ooh, Oscar fashion review.
I always do. I'm very famous for a fashion review, and I have a feeling our fashion reviews would be a little different.
Katie,
or maybe not.
You can come back every week.
Yes, you can come back every week.
But I'd really like to do the Oscar fashion review.
We can do the hot tub bikini fashion review.
The Katie and Joel radio
show.
The
Grammy fashion review.
Yeah.
When you can't make it.
Right.
All right.
You're the permanent fill-in host.
All right, play some music.
All right,
let's get out of here. Thanks for listening, people. We'll catch you next week with all our Oscar reviews. Send your pictures of your all-black outfit, Niels. That's what we want
to
see.
I have a closet of all-black shirts. It makes it easier for me to select them. They are made out of Kevlar so that I'm bulletproof all the time.
She doesn't even know.
No one in Germany has guns, but we stab each other with lots.